Hello, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining our Piaggio Group conference call. I'm Leonardo Caputo, as usual, and today we will just comment with all of you the first half results, and we will divide our conference call in two sections. The first one on which Mr. Colaninno, our CEO and Chairman of Piaggio Group, will comment with all of you some important news that has been analyzed by the board of directors. And then in the second section, Mr. Pallottini, who will enter into detail with the first half results. So I hand over to Mr.
Good evening, everybody. Just a few comments before to leave to the CFO details of this 6 months. The total sales of this 6 months is 900.3 million, related to 968.6 of last year. If we consider the currency evaluation of the same last year, the 900 should be 920. So the difference between last year and this year is from 968 and on. Now, what is important to say is that we have three goals that we fix in our budget. Number one is to keep our marginality on sales at the same level of last year, and then we achieve instead a better result. Last year, the first contribution was 30.2%. This year is 30.3%. This what means? It means that the company was able, through the productivity and through a better purchasing strategy, to absorb all the cost increase and to reduce the cost. And also the second one is that we avoid to go in the competition with a low-cost company. We prefer to select our sales and to keep our sales on the market, on the niche of high marginality. And we achieved that. And I think that is quite important because to manage from industrial point of view, a company in time of high inflation of the dollar, the valuation of the dollar against the euro as it is, and the big volatility in all the market, to be able to increase our marginality, I think is a remarkable goal. The second one is regarding the cash flow. We manage the company in order to be able to pay the warrants that was a debt that is done 3 years back at the period where we bought Aprilia, to be able to sustain the investments and to be able to be in and to make cash in order to keep and reduce the debt. And we achieve also this second goal. And that is quite important also because we manage working capital, again, in the period of inflation, in the period of the cycle of the economy, as you know, to keep under control working capital, I think is a good result and give a quite significant signal of the level of the organization. The third goal was to the reorganization of the company, particularly on sales, where we have decided to divide the Italian market for European market, and then we divided the European market on domestic and the market where we go through import agency. And then we have put together the brands. So today in Italy, we have one organization that sell all the brands together, the same things in Europe and also in the for that market where we go through the importer. Important then also is to be able to proceed in investments in our developed projects. Particularly this is in India and in Vietnam. In India, as you know, we develop the plant where we will produce the two engine, and in Vietnam to open a new factory to be active in that kind of market. In Vietnam, we anticipate our plant, our pair plants, and we be able to open the factory between November and December this year. It means that we anticipate our time, started time, for three to four months. In India, instead, we are completing track on track, and we confirm that we will be active in 2010. Some good point to remark. Four-wheeler in Europe and Italy grow up by 20%. We expect that now with the new product that we will present between January and March of next year, we will be able to compete in this market where we are in the some niche, very important, and also because the contribution of this market is quite high. Our contribution is bigger than 30%. I want to say also I underline what happens in the United States. If you remember, if some of you was there last year or the last time, United States was considered a problematic market because the different things. Started for 3 months ago, and also in July is confirmed, the sales of Vespa and scooter, generally speaking, in United States grow up in an unexpected way. And we can confirm that also our vision for all this year, we registered a very good sales level. Very good sales level also we have reached in India, where we registered a sales of the first 6 months that is higher than the 6 months of the last year. Higher also on the Southeast Asia and also in the other country where we be active, especially in Canada and in some particular country as Pakistan, where we have opened a new sales of three wheels, and in some area of Africa where we are active also on the three-wheeler market. So I said that we are reach all the points that we have put in the budget. But what underline, particularly because it was a lot of discussion with you, some comments of you that we are unable to keep under the control raw material components and purchasing, generally speaking, and we was instead able not only to be absorb all the increase, but also sometimes to reduce, in particularly because we diversify the purchasing market from Europe to Asia to India. We was able to reduce the cost of the raw material and the components, generally speaking. The net profit is 47.3 million against the 51.5. This is due to some benefits because we decide to merge Moto Guzzi into Piaggio, and so we utilize some loss carry forward, and this is approved by the tax agency in Italy. One big consideration also that this result is because also absorb 7 million of depreciation coming for the new investments in technology and new products are coming in the last two years, because our depreciation policy is to make a depreciation in 3 years of all new products and new technology. So we keep that. That is a really very, very conservative policy to review, to depreciate all the investments in 3 years time. So I consider this number quite positive, consider the market and consider all the situation generally speaking. What is our look for the next 6 years? Number one, we want to be concentrated to maintain our marginality at the level at the same level of the first 6 months, to maintain the same positive cash flow in order to support our investments and to control the debt. And naturally, we work also to achieve same targeted results on sales despite the difficulty of the market. I will say that we expected the same positive cycle in the United States, in India, in some country in Europe, particularly in Germany, in Greece, in Holland, and in Belgium. We think that Spain instead, due to the bad economic situation, we stay critical market. Even we see in July some positive impact of that. But again, it's too early to confirm the turnaround of the cycle, of the negative cycle of this market. Even France have some problem on the market, and we see that this problem is confirmed also in July. So generally speaking, we said that by the end of the year is to confirm our target to achieve our target in order to maintain the marginality at the industrial level, to maintain cash flow, to maintain the same level of targeted sales, considering the situation in Spain and in France, consider the situation in Vietnam, that is where the inflation is very high, and consider also the difficulty in general that is on the market. But our vision is quite positive and optimistic, and is based naturally on the reaction of the organization in terms of productivity. Mr. Palottini.
Good afternoon, good morning. Also from my side, welcome everybody. I remind you that our presentation is available on our website. So our first half consolidated P&L and balance sheet show the result of the strategy that the group resolved to adopt in order to ensure a steady growth, minimize the risk, and as a consequence of the not positive global economic and financial situation and its impact on the market side. And more in particular, the negative impact coming from the decrease of the two-wheels European market that was a 4% lower for scooters and almost 8% for motorcycles was reduced by the positive performance of the American market and of the Indian four-wheel market that more than offset the decrease of the three-wheel one. So we can say that the push towards a larger geographic footprint together with product diversification is confirming its validity. Furthermore, the strong focus upon industrial efficiency led the group to reduce the average industrial cost per unit, notwithstanding the raw material trend. And again, the gross margin reported a slight increase. That means that we did not assume to chase sales at any price, contributing to a market devaluation, but on the contrary, we preserved its value and preserved the quality of our turnover. And last but not least, we continued to ensure a solid financial structure, which allows the group to go on with no delays on the new important development projects and on the strengthening of the internal operative infrastructure. Now we can start directly from the second slide of our presentation that shows the main highlights in the little chart. The consolidated revenues were 900.3 million euros with a 7% decrease over last year. The difference in the exchange rates accounted for about minus 20 million euros, so that the change in revenues would have been 5.1% at the same rate. The EBITDA was 128.2 million euros, 12.2% less than last year, with an EBITDA margin of 14.2% versus 15.1% in the 2007 first half. The EBIT margin was 9.1% versus 11% of the previous year, accounting for a total level of 81.8 million euros, 23% less over last year. The income before tax was 63.9 million, 28% less over last year. According to today's board resolution related to the merger of Moto Guzzi Company into Piaggio & Cie Company, and considering that Moto Guzzi losses carried forward are available against the future profit of the resulting company, those tax losses were recognized in the first half as per IFRS number 12, with a positive impact on the tax rate, which dropped to 26%, determining a net income of 47.3 million, 8% less than last year. The debt level was 326.9 million, 49.8 million higher over last year, after the board resolution about the payment by cash of the 63.9 million warrant rather than by shares. Now, moving on to the next slide, we can look at the net sales trend by geographic area. The European sales decreased by about 84 million, out of which 39 million in Italy and 45 in the rest of Europe. That means a global 11% less, to a total level of about 694 million. America's sales were 45.3 million, that means 2% less over last year, with a 0.9 million decrease, but that would have been a 3.2 million increase without change in the exchange rate. Indian sales were 11.3 million higher, with a 10.2% increase, with a negative impact by more than 12 million coming from the difference in the exchange rate. The rest of the world sales increased by 6 million, that means 18% higher, up to about 38 million euros. As a consequence, European revenue's contribution to total sales decreased by 3.4% from 80.4% down to 77%. The next slide shows the net sales in terms of business segment and brands. Scooter sales were about 469 million with an 8.1% decrease, which means 41 million less than previous year, with a global contribution of 52% to total revenues. All brands reduced their scooter sales, with the exception of the Spanish brand Derby, whose revenues increased by 35%. The global average price showed a slight increase by almost 1%. On the motorcycle side, sales were lower by 11.5%, down to 138.7 million. That means 18 million less than previous year. Again, only the Derby brand registered an increase in sales by 4%. The light commercial vehicles revenues reached 181.5 million with a 6.5% increase, notwithstanding the 12 million negative impact for the change in the rupee rate, with a global increase by 11 million, including an increase by about 1% for the European sales, whilst Indian sales were higher by 10%. The contribution of light commercial vehicles to total revenues grew from 17.6% of 2007 first half up to 20.2% as of current year first half. The spare parts sales were 98 million, about 2 million less over last year, while other revenues were 13.4 million, about 18 million less over last year, entirely due to the decreased volumes of the BMW contract, 1.8 thousand units versus 6.8 in 07 first half. In terms of brands, all of them reduced their sales, but Derby, which grew up to 40 million with a 7.4% increase. Piaggio registered a 3.8% lower level over previous year, that means 21.5 million less, and Aprilia was 34 million lower than 07, that means 16%. Gucci sales, of course, including the above mentioned decrease in the BMW contract. Gucci sales had a 15 million decrease, that means a 30% less, registering, however, some first signs of recovery in the second quarter, also thanks to the new B7 vehicle launch. In terms of volumes, the next slide shows the overall number of units sold. It was almost 6% lower than last year, with a total number of 372.7 thousand units. The scooter units sold decreased to 239.3 thousand. That means 8.6% due to Piaggio and Aprilia lower unit sales, respectively 18,000 and 5,000 less over last year. In terms of displacement, the scooter mix registered a shift, a slight shift towards the 50%, the 50cc units by 0.9%, accounting for 45% of the total sales. Motorcycles units sold were 3,000 less than previous year, out of which 1.9 due to Gucci, with a total figure of about 40,000. Aprilia sales were the same year over year. The light commercial vehicles had an about 9% increase, up to 91.8 thousand units sold, with an 1.6% reduction for European market and a 10.4% increase in India, which sold 81,000 units, that means about 9 units more over last year, half of which are related to the four-wheeler units increase. Going on to the next slide, we can analyze the EBITDA evolution, which registered a 17.7 million decrease to 128.2 million. That includes a gross margin reduction by 20.4 million, almost entirely due to the lower level of sales. It was to be mentioned that a further purchasing efficiency was registered. In fact, the low-cost country's supplies accounted for 21% of the total supplying, with a 4.2% increase over last year, excluding Indian operation and vehicles and engines manufactured by our Chinese joint venture, that accounted for a total value of 37.3 million, corresponding to 31,000 vehicles and 32,000 engines delivered. The impact from renegotiation with suppliers, the negotiations including raw materials trending impact, accounted for about minus 0.3% over total purchasing. Again, the change in the exchange rate at the gross margin level was almost entirely balanced, and it was less than 1 million loss year over year. The next slide shows the net income evolution with a 4.2 million reduction over last year. This is made up by the EBIT 24.6 million decrease that includes the EBITDA evolution plus the 6.9 million increase in amortization that is almost entirely due to R&D projects amortizations referred to new products. I remind you that we amortize in a 3-year period. The financial expenses were almost the same, at the same level of the last year, just 1.7% higher, and includes the impact of the higher interest rates. Anyway, they continue to have a less than 2% impact over total revenues. At the tax level, comparing the 2008 first half with the 2007, we had a significant decrease coming from an expected 2008 tax rate of 26%, as we mentioned before, which is substantially lower than the 42% of the last year. The lower tax rate results from the one-off benefit due to the forecasted accrual as the IFRS guidelines of the tax asset, mostly relevant to motor Gucci tax losses carried forward, which will be available against future profits considering the above-mentioned merge of the company. It was to be mentioned that the aforesaid asset will be reversed in the future years when the losses will be offset, determining a higher tax rate. At the balance sheet level, we can appreciate a net invested capital at the same level of last year and a change in debt to equity ratio from 59% to 76% with a 17% increase that includes a 23% increase due to the cash payment of warrants to the banks rather than by shares as accounted until the first quarter of the current year. In order to better understand the financial evolution of the first half, we can move to the next slide. The cash absorption in the first half was 57 million, including the 64 million payment for warrants, and leads to a net financial position level of minus 326.9 million. The main components are the following. First, the operating cash flow coming from the P&L generated 86.7 million, we have analyzed it before. Then the working capital that increased by 19 million, entirely due to some finished products inventory increase that will be recovered in the next month. Then the capital expenditure accounted for 37.6 million, that means 4.5 million lower than last year, as a consequence of a strict focus on product-related capex for the best optimization in spending, maintaining, however, a high pace for the main two development projects, that are Vietnam new plant and diesel engine project in India. And finally, 23.3 million dividend payment and a 2.9 million cash out for buyback contributed to this above-mentioned 57 million debt increase. We have finished our presentation. We are ready for your questions. Thank you for your kind attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your question by pressing star followed by one. The first question from Mr. Paolo Mosole from Intermonte. Mr. Mosole, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
And good afternoon, everybody. I have a couple of questions. The first one is on the Italian market, which in the second quarter declined by 14%, if I'm right. Could you give us more details in terms of pricing and your market share? And the second question is on your target that you've given for 2008. And can you confirm those targets? Because after these results, they imply sales growth in the second half of 12% and a second half growth of EBITDA of more than 20%. Thank you.
Okay. In terms of, let's start from your second question, target 2008. As we told, and Mr. Colanin also told at the beginning, our target is considering the current macroeconomic situation, the situation of the market, is preserving our profitability. So we can confirm our target in terms of profitability, in terms of gross margin, in terms of EBITDA. And because of that, we are not considering to follow any market trend in terms of devaluation of the market itself. And so confirming the preserving of our gross margin, both from the cost efficiency side and from the pricing side. We are not considering any competition in the low-cost segments and preserving the quality of our turnover. So I would say this is the answer also for your first question. The market in Italy, yes, in the second quarter was particularly hard, especially in the month of May. Even June was not a good month. July is performing better at the moment, especially for the high displacement scooter at the over 50cc. Anyway, if we move something on our prices, the move is an upside of them, and for sure not a reduction.
Just to check whether I got correctly the answer on the target question. Are you saying that you're keeping your 13.2% target of EBITDA for 2008, but you're not keeping the revenues target, or am I wrong?
No, we are aiming the profitability in terms of EBITDA margin and EBITDA.
Paolo?
Yep.
Is okay?
Well, I'm still have a little doubt on the top line target, but...
What means for you top line?
Well, I'm looking at the 1.7 billion revenues target that you're giving in...
I want to clarify one question just to be very clear. We want to look at net profit, EBITDA, and debt level. This is our priority. If we are obliged, in order to get the sales, to reduce price and to lose in profitability, this is not our policy. I don't know if you want to see much sales and lower profit, or you want to see higher profit, even the sales is not in line with the target. This thing is that you, I hope you agree with me, you understand that this timing is not to push sales, but is to push productivity, to reduce the cost, and keep under control the debt. And this is our target. And I want to say that sometimes the profit is not related to the level of sales, but is related to level of productivity and the level of cost.
Okay.
And you write in your last that you consider that Piaggio was very difficult for Piaggio to absorb the raw material cost. I think that in the 6 months we can show that the company was not only to reduce and to keep this under the control, but to reduce the cost of the level. I think that this is something that you have to remark.
And if I can make just a follow-up on this issue, will you be able to absorb again these on the second half?
Yes. I confirm to you that we are able to absorb also the second half, the material cost, because despite what said some company of components, we are not obliged to buy components in Italy anymore.
Okay.
Next question from Mrs. Laura Pennino from Banca Leonardo. Mrs. Pennino, you may proceed with your question.
Hello, good evening to everybody. I have just a few questions. Regarding the tax rate, can you give an indication for full year? And another thing instead regarding the target. You were saying that you are aiming at profitability. Does this mean that your EBITDA target in absolute value is confirmed? Or just as a margin? And another thing, can you please give an update on the European market and on the Vietnam market?
Yeah, okay. I said that to give you an update on the market. I think that you are interested in the global market. I want to say that United States, I remember that I remember very well last year when you mentioned that you are very afraid about the flow of the United States market. I want to confirm you that the United States market is, for Vespa and the scooter, generally speaking, is go up on double digit, and we expected the same trend for the rest of the year. Southeast Asia. In the first 5 months, we have a very good position sales on Vietnam. Today, due to the high inflation, we changed our organization there, and we are able, due to this organization, to help our customer, even the high inflation and the new regulation issued by the central bank, to be able to sustain our customer and to keep the same level of sales that we forecast. India, we sell more than last year. As I told you before, in Europe, where we have some market that is problem, they have some problems, as Spain and France, and we are in advance. We expected more sales in Germany, in Holland, in Greece, in Belgium, and we expect more sales coming from the country where we have an import agency. So despite Spain, despite the Spain and France, our view on the other market is positive. Regarding the sales on the Italy, I think that Italy, we are very good position regarding 50cc. We have a good position regarding Aprilia sales. We have some. We are late on over 50 on the scooter base. This is our situation and what we expected by the end of the year. When you ask me in terms of margin and absolute number, naturally you make something that is not. The margin is related to the sales, and we expected that the margin should be in line with our target in some way, with a higher marginality, especially in the cost production marginality. In absolute number, what we can say now, what our vision, we can confirm the target of the EBITDA. Even the sales can be a little bit different, a little bit down to our target. That means is more higher than last year.
About the tax rate, you asked something about the tax rate at the end of the year. You probably know that according to IFRS number 12, if I'm not wrong, the company must consider in the interim results released during the year, must refer to the tax rate forecasted at the end of the year. So the tax rate that you see today for the first half, which is 26%, is the same that we are forecasting currently at the end of the year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your question by pressing star followed by one. A new question from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Euromobiliare SIM. Mr. Lustig, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Yeah, good afternoon. I wanted to check a couple of things. First of all, the last answer was for the 36% tax rate. I understand it is the tax rate you forecast for a full year, but if I understood well, the explanation about this 36% tax rate is not something that can be assumed for the long run. Then the second question is related to the slide number 8. If you can give me explanation about the positive contribution of the amortization delta.
Yes.
Then I want to ask you if in the EBITDA of first half 2008, there is some change in the policy of capitalization of cost, or if there is, let's say, a lower or a higher amount of capitalization of cost when compared to first half 2007. And then on the performance of motorcycle, if I understood well, you sold in volumes 3,000 motorbikes less than first half 2007. Out of the 3,000, 2,000 are Guzzi, and 1,000 is Aprilia. If I understood well, Aprilia was affected by 5,000 less BMW motorbikes. So my question at the end is trying to understand, apart from the BMW contract, if there was a growth, and probably was quite material as far as motorbikes Aprilia, with Aprilia brand.
Okay, let's start from the tax rate. I told you that this is this way of accounting, it's also one of benefit, consider the benefit concentrated in one single year and then the release of the accrual in the following year. So that means that starting from next year, we will have again a tax rate that we forecasted for the current year until the first quarter, which is around 38-39%, and progressively increasing up to over 40% in the next year as the tax losses asset will come to an expiration. About the capitalization policy, I can confirm you that no changes were considered. We continue to amortize in a three-year period all our R&D costs. And for the slide, for the EBITDA slide, you arrive because I did not give any comment about the operating expenses, and I can tell you that the operating expenses were affected by a higher level of amortization by about 6 million and stronger. And consider net of this amortization, that of course we add to the we take away from the operating expenses in order to consider the EBITDA. The remaining operating expenses, let's say the cash OPEX, were lower than last year. They were 165.9 versus 168 of the last year. So with a slight reduction of that. And the other question was about a motorcycle. The BMW volumes are not considered in the figures that I gave you before, as that this particular, let's say, business segment, revenue stream of the business segment, is considered apart from our direct production and sale. So the accounting for motorcycle, the Aprilia motorcycles were more or less the same value of last year, just 50 units difference, 50 units less, so let's say the same volume. Derby volumes again were the same, just 100 units less. Guzzi were about 2,000 units less, and then there was a reduction by 800, 900 units of Gilera low displacement motorcycles.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Next question from Mr. Fermentito from AXA. Mr. Fermentito.
Yes, hello. First, congratulations for these good results. You always surprise us with much more resistance to bad economic cycles and things like this. I had some questions for India and China. In India, how do you view Mahindra's and Bajaj's and entering the two or three wheel market? Is it are they in the same type of segment or different? And for China, a little bit more about all this joint venture.
Okay, as you know, starting with China, we don't consolidate the China results, but in the first 6 months of this year, the results of China is much better than the first 6 months of the last year. We will confirm also for the second 6 months the positive trend of sales, even in the China market, than in the export market, especially in the Southeast Asia. We have decided to grow up in new products. We have decided to launch new four products for China market in the next 2 years, and I think that with these four products we will be able to begin and to be active in that market. A positive news that we understand just the day before yesterday from Mayor Chongqing that the Chinese legislation that before forbidden the circulation of the motorcycle in the big city, they changed this regulation and now they introduced the possibility also for the motorcycle to circulate in the big city in China. And this will be a very important positive part for us. The demand of scooter also for female use in China is improving, and we expected that this can be a positive impact on our activity there. Regarding India, as you know, we have increased in our market share for India three-wheeler, and we beginning to be on the four-wheeler trucks also. And today our market share on that market is exactly for three-wheeler is 43% from 38% of last year, and on the four-wheeler was starting for this on January this year, we have now achieved 4.9% but 0.5. We have decided also on the new investments to look on the two-wheeler market, and we want to see if it is convenient for us to, because we want to produce a scooter engine there, is good also for us to go into the market of the two-wheeler. We know that the demand of scooter in India is growing, and especially the demand is growing for scooter utilization on the female market. Naturally, Mahindra and decide through an acquisition to be active in the two-wheeler market, and Bajaj also want to improve the two-wheeler market, and naturally this improved the competition there. And but we don't see for the moment that this can represent some negative impact for us, because in the other sides, the demands of two-wheeler in India, as for all generally speaking on the other market, due to the high cost of the petrol and the gasoline, people beginning to switch, especially for the big city and for the city traffic, to to switch on scooter and to switch on two-wheeler. Now, I want to consider also that Vespa is quite famous in India. It's very well known, and I believe that if we confirm the decision to produce Vespa and launch Vespa there, from the market we have a positive impact.
Okay, thank you. And for the Chinese joint venture, how does it work? If it's not consolidated, is it?
No. China is not consolidated because it's 45-45. And 10% is from the Foshan municipality, so it's not consolidating the Piaggio balance.
Okay, so the idea is that it gets dividends year after year in the future.
Exactly.
Okay.
Next question from Mrs. Manoia from Fortis Investment. Mrs. Manoia, you may proceed with the question. Thank you.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. I have mainly two questions. The first question is regarding coming back to you, EBITDA guidance. You seem to have a pretty good confidence that you're going to achieve that during the year. And you just said, I think, that the July figures that you see are pretty good. But what I would like to understand is, how should we view that confidence in the EBITDA margin? Is it because you have new models coming in and you see good sales number for higher price models? Or is it because what you talk about your cost initiatives? So I mean, can you give some light on, you know, what are the main driver of margin today? I mean, is it new models and, you know, good numbers there, or is it also the initiatives you're taking on cost? Thank you.
Okay, we have put pressure on our marketing strategy, especially to improve sales of Vespa, because on Vespa we have a very good margin there. And also, we registered very successful the results of sales of Dorso Duro Aprilia and Guzzi V7, that based on the number that we get from June, July, and also August, this sales give a very good return. Even the improvement in the launch of a previous scooter, especially on Scarabeo, where again we have a very good margin there, we see that the sales of this kind of products is improved on the Italian market, but not only in the Italian market, but again on the U.S. market. Generally speaking, in Europe. Just to give you another idea, the Holland government allowed for Vespa 50 with a speed limit of 25 kilometers is allowed to go on the bicycle line without helmet. And this is very good improvement for sales there. And we expect that, as already see on the order file, that they have a very good result on that. We launched in September the motorbike, superbike from Aprilia. We opened the sales for the next year, and we expected a very good result for that.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I had a second question. You gave also guidance on your leverage. I think you gave net debt to EBITDA by 1.5 at the end of the year. Can you also confirm that guidance?
1.5. Sorry. Could you repeat, because the line is quite busy.
So you said at some point, I think it was in your May presentation, you said that you expected your net debt to EBITDA to be 1.5 at the end of the year. Are you in a position to confirm that?
Yeah. We confirm because we are strictly control the net debt level, as you will find in the press release and as you have found in the presentation. So I mean. Is a target that is achievable, and we can confirm just today that we will reach the ratio.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have a question? Thank you. Mrs. Panino, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello. I had just a follow-up question. Can you please give an indication of the CAPEX for the full year?
Currently, we can confirm our target of about 105 million capital expenditure for the full year.
Okay, so investments will be more in the second half, huh?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so if there are no any questions, I thank you for joining, and we will have the next conference call for the third quarter result. Thank you so much for attending.